What up, man? Torsi the Sun God. Today we're just gonna talk about Tijuana, executive produced by New Money Hefe. Yeah, that about it. Making a Tijuana. Basically, I had came back from vacation and I started working on a project called Now River of Love, and I wrote it real fast. But in that situation, I just felt like I wanted to drop something else before I dropped Now River of Love, because I didn't think Now River of Love would come off of my last project Grateful properly. So sat in the house and I said I wanted to make a project that defined just my skill set of an artist, really, because like on Grateful I kept it as a different vibe. All my projects I try to do a different vibe. With this project I wanted to make sure that I show my songwriting skills to the fullest ability, full ability, and show people that on the end of the end I'm really an artist. I don't want to be considered a rapper. Nothing wrong with rappers, but I could do more than rap. So basically that's all I want to show on this project. And honestly, recording hours, I might have recorded this 17 songs in 8 hours of recording time. And honestly, this is my first time in like 8 years that I'm able to just be fully indulged in music, because for 8 years been dealing with a lot. So this project is my mind clear of a lot of clutter, and it's put together to try to really show a skill set of an artist. I have a dope production list on my project. Dope production. The beats are crazy. I did the same process, sitting back, checking out a bunch of producers and a bunch of different sounds. So the production is crazy. I mean, I haven't put out the production credits out yet, so I won't like start naming producers yet, but I just have to do this podcast to let y'all know Tijuana's on the way. Tijuana's a 17-track album. It's all, every song was recorded by Mathematics except for two. One was recorded by Bless 3K, one was recorded by Danny Schools, but all the rest of the songs on the project was recorded and mixed by Mathematics. And the project is, but I just care to say, like, when it comes to recording this project, I really try to grab something else. Like, I came up with the storytelling, and that's what I used to rap heavy of, storytelling. This album, I really, that's the whole content, in a lot of broken language, because I felt like early Brooklyn rappers, they didn't really rap with a cadence. They just did broken language, said a bunch of dope shit. So I went back to that because I'm more comfortable in that space, you know. I'm comfortable in a space of not trying to sound like I need to be boxed in. A lot of people go into the studio with this situation thinking I'm making records and I need to get on the radio. I don't go to the studio with that situation, because I don't think about the radio. Not to say that everybody wouldn't be happy to be on the radio, but that's not my whole situation. So it don't box me in to just try to make certain kind of records. And I don't make sing-along copycat records either. Like, I refuse to. I might take a line or two from an artist and use it in my own unique way, but going there trying to reenact what somebody did, that ain't what Horsey does. I try to create music. I go in the studio and I have a blank canvas and I try to recreate music that I could feel with and I could be comfortable with. And yeah, and another thing when it comes to this music shit, sometimes people get shit confused and they start saying shit like, oh, like, I don't do that kind of music or ain't, that ain't, nah, that ain't the case. Music is music. If it's dope, it's dope. Like, for real. I laugh at shit like that because music is music. You know something dope. No matter what the content is, no matter what it is, if it come off and you hear it and it's and it tingles something in your brain cells, most likely this shit is dope. And I try to make a whole album of dope. I'm going to have a comedian on the album, talking through the album. I'm not saying names right now because I'd rather it be more shock value when you hear the album. I'm not saying who on the album because I'd rather be more shock value when you hear the album. But I really don't have a lot of features on the album. I have 4 features on the album. It's just 4 features. But I'm really happy with the project and all in all. I think it came together well. And I hope y'all enjoy it. So Tijuana drops January 7th, 2020. It's my first of the year project. Just check it out, man. New single, Shake the Room, produced by Mathematics. You know what I'm saying? First 3 singles off the album is produced by the same producer. Doing a little different this time around, man. Oh, I see the sun god, man. Peace.